Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows are still searching for an ideal way to benefit everyone in the community with Diogene Smith's $10,000 gift to Pine Ridge. Today, however, Lum had to take a few hours off from this task to go into the county seat and order merchandise from the wholesale house for the store. As we look in on a little community now, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum has just returned from his buying trip. Listen.
Yeah, howdy, Lum. You back already?
Yeah. Catched a ride with old Harry Hodgkin still, waiting for the mail hack.
Oh, well, good.
Let me sit down. I'm wore to a frazzle.
Well?
Wore to a frazzle.
Oh, yeah, it's hot out today, too.
Yeah, Harry seen me there at the county seat and asked me to ride back with him.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to cooperate with the Givermen on the carpooling idea.
Well, good for Harry. Did you get the stuff ordered from the wholesale house?
Yeah, most of it. And from there, I went over to the bank to see if that check Squire gave us had went through all right.
What check Squire gave us?
The one for $1,200.
Oh.
The one he gave us to pay back for the money we gave Mr. Dobbs to buy the lumber with.
Yeah, well, was it good?
Oh, yeah. It went through all right.
Did, huh?
Yeah, so now we got all of Dodge needs his $10,000 back in the bank.
Good for us.
Wait till I tell you what I found out about Squire Skimp, though.
You mean something you found out at the bank?
Yeah, that feller Jenkins told me, that light-haired feller that works in the first key.
Yeah.
He said Squire had been in there just this morning, mad as hops, and wanted to cancel that check.
Cancel it?
Yeah, stop payment on it.
Oh.
Of course, it was too late, and that made him madder than ever.
Well, what was he so mad about in the first place?
Well, you recollect he bought them worthless apartment plans and mouses from us.
Oh, yeah, he figured he could sell them to that Wadsworth Tiffin feller for
$50,000. Yeah. Well, that's what he was trying to do. That's why we ain't saw him around town the last couple of days. He taking a trip clean to Dubuque, Iowa to see Mr. Tiffin.
He did?
Yes, sir. And, of course, Mr. Tiffin already knowed it was no good.
Sure.
Squire turned around and headed for the bank at the county seat. But, of course, it was too late. The check had done went through.
Doggie, that order learned that Squire not to try to put nothing over on us. Smart business fellers like we
yeah.
are.
Of course, this ought to learn us a lesson, too, Abner.
Us?
It ought to learn us to be more careful with somebody else's money.
Yeah.
Just think how we'd feel if we actually lost part of that $10,000.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, we would have had to made that good, too, wouldn't we?
Well, no, not legally, wouldn't I, don't think, but I'd feel obligated to do it just the same.
You would, huh?
Yeah, see, when we lose our own money, that's our own foolishness, but when we lose something that belongs to all the folks in the community, that's a different matter.
Yeah. All right, Doggy Long, we oughtn't to take no more chances with that, you know. Just leave it that there and money there in the bank where it's safe and not even touch it.
Well, I thought about that, too, Abner, but when I got to studying about it and if you stop and think, I wouldn't be following out Dodge and Easy's wishes.
Oh.
See, he wanted us to use it for something that'll do good for the whole community. Ain't going to do nobody no good there in the bank.
No, that's right. But we can't find no good ideas for it long. And on the ideas we have tried, while we come out nigh close to losing the money.
Yeah. Sometimes I almost wish Dodge and Easy hadn't left us in charge of it.
Me too.
Yeah, we might not be the fellers to handle it. I don't know.
Hey, Dogies, wait a minute. Why don't we just plant two other fellers to handle it then?
Two other fellers?
Why, sure. Let them figure out what to spend the money for. That way, why, nobody can ever accuse us of doing the wrong thing with it. We'll be shut up.
Yeah, but who are we going to find? I know it won't be Squire Skimp.
Oh, no, of course not. Not him.
And Ezra Seastrunk ain't got no head for financial figures.
No.
He can hardly handle his own account.
No, he broke all the time.
Moose, too lazy.
Yeah.
Luke Spears is too busy.
Oh, yeah, Luke's busy now.
No, Abner, I don't believe that's a good idea. I'm feared we'd feel like we were shirking our duty.
Well, my.
Dodge and he's left it up to us to figure out something good to do with the money, and our grannies, we're going to do it.
Well, I don't know what it'll be. I even asked little Pearl what she figured we ought to do with it, and wait a minute, there comes Mousy up out there.
Mousy?
Yeah, see.
Grannies, I hope he ain't got no new plans. Not after all the trouble his last one got us into.
Yeah, well, I reckon he'd more likely give up being a genius by now. That's hard work, being a genius. That's why I ain't never taking it up steady.
You ain't never taking it up unsteady.
How?
Well, howdy, Mousy.
Hello, Long. Abner.
What can we do for you today, Mousy, as if I didn't know?
Well, just give me 2 minutes of your time, Long. Now, I have a plan.
Oh, I was scared of this. Mousy, why don't you save your plan for somebody else? Sell it to Squire. He appears to like to buy your plan, don't he, Abner?
Yeah, he'll buy it sure as a world, Mousy.
Well, I'd like for you to hear it first, Long. You see, I got to thinking about my mother the other night.
Oh, you mean the one that's the Lady Blacksmith up in Iowa?
Yes, sir. Does she still seem like a father to you, Mousy? Yes, sir. And I got to thinking, and I just said to myself, I said, Mousy, someday Mama will want to retire from the blacksmith shop. And
well, natural.
Well, then she'll want to go home, but she can't.
She can't? Why not?
Well, because the... She lives at the blacksmith shop, Lon, so she's already there.
What's wrong with that? It just saves her a trip, that's all.
Yes, sir, but I'd like to have her get away from the shop, Lon. Get away from it all.
Yeah. Just a minute, Mousy. What's all this got to do with a plan for spending the $10,000?
Well, I thought it would be nice if we could build a nice, comfortable old people's home here.
Just for your mom?
Well, no, sir, for all the old people in Pine Ridge who'd like to have a nice place to go and live and enjoy themselves when they get too old to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might not be a bad plan, Mousy.
That would be a checkerboard there, Mousy.
Yes, sir. One under every tree.
Yeah. There ought to be a lot of trees, too.
Oh, my. Yes,
great big shady trees.
Yeah.
Fella could sit on there and relax all day long.
All day long?
Why, sure.
Wouldn't there be no work to be did around there?
No, sir. Not by the old folks.
Well, I do know.
See there?
We could play croquet. Mama would be wonderful for putting up the croquet set, pounding the stakes in the ground for us.
Yeah, and that way she could sort of taper off gradual from her blacksmith work.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't have to stop it so sudden, then. Sometimes that's dangerous, you know.
Hey, Doggy's Mom, I believe Mouse has hit on a great idea here, you know it?
Yes, sir, I believe he has. I mean, I have.
Now, sure, I know all the old folks around here just be tickled to death with something like this.
Well, natural.
Why, they could just sit there under them big trees all morning playing checkers. Just sit there and play checkers till somebody called them in to eat. And
yeah.
Then they got done eating, why, they come out and play croquet all afternoon. Somebody call them in to supper and go in and eat again.
Sure.
Yeah, eat supper and then sit around, listen to the radio, play some more checkers, and then, yeah, let's see, might have another supper along about 9 o'clock just before turning in.
Grannies, I believe I got it.
Huh?
Yes, sir, I know just exactly the spot to build it at.
Whereabouts, Lum? Over there by my place?
No, it's further out of town. You know where the creek makes that bend out there northeast of town? That big eddy there?
Oh, you mean out there about a mile off the road going to Odin?
Yeah, where the fishing's so good.
Oh, that's the best spot there is in this part of the country. Oh, pull them out of there, fella. Have to get behind a tree to bait a hook down there.
Build a nice house there.
Yeah.
Got plenty of boats there already.
Oh, my, yes, that's the place.
That's exactly the place. Where we'll build a home.
Yeah.
Right close to the creek bed and put in a nice grassy lawn going right down to the edge of the creek.
Yeah, and there's plenty of big shade trees there, too. Feller could just lay out there and fish and sleep. Yeah, that's a place.
Yeah, we can just put big comfort rocking chairs under them trees and furnish everybody a fishing bowl and just let them sit there and fish all day.
Why, sure.
And smoke, if they want to smoke.
Oh, yeah, furnish cigars, what they ought to do. Yeah, play checkers at the same time. Just sit there and fish and play checkers. they can.
Yeah, or read books or anything they want to do.
Why, sure. Might even have them bring the food right down there instead of calling them in the house to supper. They wouldn't have to walk so far.
Why, sure. Have them bring the meals right out there to you.
Sit and eat and fish, yeah.
That is, they can do it without making too much noise.
Too much noise?
Have to pass some rules making it illegal for anybody to interrupt a feller when he's fishing, especially if he's getting a bite.
Oh, yeah, Lomi, don't want no hollering going on.
Well, Lom, I don't think that Mama knows how to fish.
Oh, well, it's time she's taking it up and learning how then.
Why, sure.
She don't know what she's been missing all these years.
Why, yes, she ought to take it up, especially if she seems like a father to you, Mousy.
Yeah, that's right. Any boy's papa enjoys going fishing.
Oh, my, yes, yes.
And you get to talking about it, I'd sort of love to go this afternoon myself.
Well, I hear they're biting pretty good. Cedric was out last night, catched the right pitch string of catfish.
I ain't looked lately. Is the signs right?
Yeah, just right now, yes, sir.
Ernest, I thought about something else, too. We might put in some hammocks under them trees.
Hammock.
Yeah, there might be some of the old folks that wants to fish from a hammock instead of a rocking
chair. Why, sure, they could do that. Just lay there and sleep. And facts is, they could put the line around their toe there. Got a bite, jerk them, wake them up there.
Why,
sure. How old did a fella have to be to get in that home, Mama?
Oh, I don't know. Have to decide on that. I reckon he ought to be past 60 anyway.
60, huh? Doggy, that sounds good. You know what? Well, here, I better call Elizabeth right now. Let me get the phone now.
Well, just a minute. What do you have to call Elizabeth for? Let's talk about
well,
it.
Well, here, to tell her to get everything packed up. We're moving into that old folks' home right now.
You are?
Why, sure. That's just exactly the kind of place I always wanted to live in.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Abner. You can't move into the old folks' home.
Why can't I? I'm past 60, ain't I?
Yeah, but you just can't move in there, that's all.
I can't done it. I'm an old folk.
I know, but you can't move in there.
Why?
Well, one of us has got to stay here and run the store.